First, though, in the news right now, President Trump is not denying he gave classified information to Russian officials. The information had to do with a possible terrorist plot using laptops to blow up jetliners. And the New York Times is just now reporting that that information came from Israel. Congressional Democrats and some Republicans call Trump's disclosure to the Russian officials deeply disturbing. But Trump said today he had the absolute right to tell Russia about it. And National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says it wasn't even that big a secret.
All of you are very familiar with the threat from ISIS. All of you are very familiar with the territorial controls. If you were to say, hey, from where do you think a threat might come from territory that ISIS controls? You would probably be able to name a few cities, I would think. And so it was nothing that you would not know from open source reporting in terms of a source of concern.
How much of this controversy is about President Trump's decision making, and how much is about our actual national security? Here to help us understand is Jill Dougherty, visiting practitioner at the University of Washington Evans School and former CNN Moscow bureau chief. Jill, welcome to KUOW.
Hey, Bill. Very good to be with you.
What do you wish you knew about that meeting between President Trump and the Russian foreign minister and ambassador?
Well, I think I'd love to see a transcript. I would love to see precisely what they said, and more importantly, what the president said. Because right now, I mean, if you just turn on TV or you listen to anything, if you're on the web, it's a very, very fast-flowing story with a lot of allegations and denials and then more allegations. So what I would want to know is precisely what the president said and then kind of the context of that. The White House, in just the past few minutes apparently, has said that essentially what he was trying to do was pressure the Russians, that he was saying, look, you guys have to do more to help in the fight against ISIS. And then so he shared that information with the intent to push them to do more. Now, the others, let's say Washington Post and other media sources, are saying that essentially he let this information just kind of slip because he did not realize the significance of where that information had come from or indeed the essence of that information. So you've got two things going on, I think, and you kind of raised it in your opening remarks. You have the, let's call it the more technical significance, security significance of what the president did or didn't do. And then you have the overall understanding of how he conducts himself, how he educates himself, and how he uses information, very important, secure information that really only a president has.
Yes. So let's for a moment set aside that argument about whether President Trump was being intentional or whether he was being prideful and let something slip. I want to know, how dangerous do you think it is or worrisome that the president shared this intelligence with Russia?
Well, I think there are two things. If he shared information that he should not have done with the Russians, Russian intelligence is very sophisticated, and they could find out by piecing together this and then tasking their own people to find out, where did that information come from? Now, why is that important? Well, it could be that the information, that the sources of that information might be in jeopardy, because after all, in Syria, Russia is coordinating with the Syrian government. Syrian government is fighting ISIS. There are a lot of connections. The U.S., of course, is too. But there are a lot of connections where those sources, the actual sources on the ground, might be in danger because information was leaked. Now, I'm just speaking again in broad terms. With allies. Yes, sure.
We found out, if you believe the New York Times, that the source, the national source of that intelligence is Israel. That's new information. How significant is that to you?
Well, that is correct. But I mean, that information eventually has to come from someone or perhaps just their intelligence services. But I'm talking about danger on the ground mm-hmm. to sources. The other issue is, If you use or reveal information that is provided by an ally who, according to some sources, did not want that information revealed, then you jeopardize your relationship with that source. In other words, if Israel gave this information to the United States with the caveat that it should not be shared with anyone, then sharing it is a big problem. It's a big problem with our relationship with Israel, and it could be a big problem with other countries and other sources of information who would be very reluctant to share information that could be just spilled by some comment. Again, I'm speaking generally because we don't know really the specifics of this.
Okay, so this might jeopardize a relationship with an important ally, and there's a lot of fighting going on in the Middle East, as we all know, and maybe it reduces how much intelligence comes to the United States. What is Russia's foreign policy strategy toward the U.S.?
Well, you know, there are so many aspects that we could get into, but I'm just watching right now, real time, the Russian media and statements by the foreign ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova. And I've dealt with her over many years. Right now, she is essentially saying that there was a plot that Russia knew days ago. I believe she said May 11th. I warned you, she said, that the U.S. or the media would try to create some type of sensation about that meeting in which the information was shared with the foreign minister, the Russian foreign minister, etc. A little technical interference. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. I can hear you now. Keep going. Okay, so much for our connection there. We've been talking with someone who knows a lot about Russian foreign policy strategy about the United States. This is Jill Dougherty from the University of Washington Evans School, a former CNN Moscow bureau chief, talking about what we know about President Trump's revealing classified information to Russian officials. And she says, well, that could jeopardize our cooperation with allies like Israel. The New York Times is reporting that that information came from Israel. We'll continue to learn more about this. Jill told us she would love to see a transcript. I don't know about that, but we'll continue to learn about what happened in that meeting. And if you want to know more about what Vladimir Putin might be up to, his diplomatic poker game, so-called, that's the topic of Jill Dougherty's talk tomorrow at Town Hall Seattle. She will be at Town Hall tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Town Hall Seattle. Still tickets available there to learn more about what's actually going on between the United States and Russia.